I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Approaching prayer with thanksgiving. Approaching prayer with thanksgiving. Write it. Approaching prayer with thanksgiving. God says we should approach this travail with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. That is actually where I wanted us to pray from. Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. So I decided to stay in that place because since it says I should say something about that verse before you thank him. With understanding. So I decided to look through with the eyes of my spirit to see what is there, why David said that. Can we read it? Let's start from verse 3. Let's start from verse 3. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's start from verse 3. He said, know that the Lord, he is good. Are you reading with me? Let's read one go quickly. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Then the verse 4 is that enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. And bless his name. Are you following the story? Verse 3, he started telling us something. And he said, because of that, we should enter into his court, into his gate with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. And then, verse 5, he ended for me by saying, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Oh, can I hear an amen? Amen? Clap your two hands together. One more time. Just do it. So why is David saying that he must approach God? You see, prayer is figuratively or is depicted through scriptures. One of the ways that prayer is depicted through scriptures is coming to God. Okay, when the Bible normally says that, come to me, all you that, he's actually saying coming with your knees is an image of prayer. An image of casting your burdens onto him. Are you following what I'm saying? And so prayer has been depicted in a way like, come to me. Or, like Hebrews 11 tells us that everyone that comes to God must first believe. You see, the coming to God, coming to have a relationship with him, coming to ask and receive, coming to interact with him, which is largely prayer, is depicted by an approaching to him. So you can call it approaching his presence. Are you getting what I'm saying? And this evening, we are looking at approaching his presence, but not just his presence, but approaching him in prayer. Approaching our Father in prayer. Coming to him in prayer. And if we are going to approach God in prayer or come to his presence, David said that the number one formula to approaching prayer or approaching God in prayer is by thanksgiving. Everybody say thanksgiving. And David gave us reasons why we must approach God in thanksgiving. We must approach prayer with thanksgiving. We must approach his presence by thanking him. We could have approached by other things. Could have just gone straight to business. Why we came without like approaching your parents and just go straight to business. No ask, don't say any good morning. How are you? Intentionally waste like 10 minutes, 5 minutes to be like as if you just came to check up before now mentioning the main reason why your mother said, I knew you were looking for something. The way you are woken up and you are all of a sudden smiling and greeting me, idiot. Have you heard that thing before? Yeah. So it looks like you may have your main motive for approaching someone, but you can start it with something and not go very straightforward. And David is showing us that when we approach God and we go with thanksgiving, we are able to make more results. We're able to achieve more results. We're able to get what really we are out there looking for. Because we use the approach of thanksgiving. I get what I'm trying to say. And then he gave us reasons why we must approach prayer or approach God in prayer with thanksgiving. And he said, number one, so why enter with thanks? Number one, because he is good. And so only good awaits you in his presence. The reason why we approach God with thanksgiving and not with any other formula or any other approach, but with thanksgiving, is because God's personality or God's deity is established in goodness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell somebody about you, your God is a good God. There are idols who are very wicked. There are other gods that when their own worshippers are describing them to you, you realize that this is not something I want to meddle with. But the Bible says that our God is established in goodness. He is a good God. And he said it twice in verse 3 and verse 5. Which is what? Laying emphasis. Because at the mouth of two or more witnesses, a case is established. So the goodness of God is established. And I pray that this month of travail, may the goodness of God be your portion. I said, may the goodness of God be your portion. May the goodness of God take over every negative experience in your life. If your amen is loud, you experience his goodness. His goodness shall follow you all the days of your life. Can I hear your amen like thunder? So he's a good God, and the implication is that you are only going to receive goodness, or it is only goodness that awaits you. That is why we can enter with thanksgiving, knowing that there is nothing short of goodness that we are going to receive. If you are entering to a place and you are not sure of what will meet you, you cannot package yourself in a certain way. You may be very careful. But David says that enter into his presence with thanksgiving and praises, because you don't need to be careful, because you are very, very sure that whatever is going to happen to you can only be good and not evil. Are you guys what I'm trying to say? Tell somebody, don't be careful. Don't be careful in God's presence. Don't be too careful in prayer, because only goodness awaits you this month of travail. Only goodness awaits you this month. And that is why Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans of good and not of evil, to bring you to a future and a hope. I pray that by the close of these 40 days, whatever goodness represents in your life, so shall it be for you. I said, whatever goodness means to you, that thing will happen to you practically. Let your amen be the loudest if you are here. Number two, why must we approach him in prayer with thanksgiving? Or why must we enter with thanksgiving? Because he is merciful. Everybody say he's merciful. The first one says that he's good. He's establishing goodness. But the second one says that he's not just a good God, but he's a merciful God. When we say mercifulness or mercy, it means that you not receiving the consequences of your actions according to what you deserve. You not receiving the evil you deserve. Bible says that whatever a man sows, he should reap. So by the judgment of God, or by the principles of God's judgment, you should receive evil for evil. A tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. Are you getting what I'm saying? But when that his personality steps into the picture, the very thing that you have done that should have disqualified you, the very thing that you have done that should have necessitated a certain evil coming to you, is actually the very things God looks at you and still pities you and have mercy on you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And instead of God punishing you, he rather shows you kindness and rather spares you. So I pray that this month of travail, may God spare you from the consequences of all your actions. If your amen is loud, the Lord will help you. I said the Lord will help you. So God is a merciful God, means that he's a God that spares. He's the God that can spare you. He's the God that can overlook. Say overlook. There are things that if God doesn't overlook, he may destroy you. And those are the things that the devil always reminds God of. The high priest Joshua, standing before the presence of the Lord in prayer, had Satan on his right hand, which is a symbol of authority. Satan had authority against him. In prayer, say the voice of accusation. And for some of you, as you have entered into travail, there is already a voice in your past that is leveling accusation against you. Now, this person that has done this kind of abortions, and this one that has taken people's husbands, and this one that has done this, and that one that has done that. And so already there is a whole list of accusation against you. So when you are entering in God's presence with prayer or entering into prayer, already the devil has positioned accusation against you. But you can enter with thanksgiving, knowing that the one you are going to is also a merciful God, and he can spare you. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to communicate to you. It's a merciful God. And so David says, Charlie, enter with thanksgiving. That means that don't consider yourself before entering. Just be happy and thank him. Just thank him. Just praise him. Just celebrate him. Just appreciate him. With all your wrongs. He didn't say leave your wrongs behind. With all your wrongs, just appreciate him. And just thank him. And just come into his presence. Because there is one thing that David knew, is that the Lord is a merciful God. Lamentations 3:22. What did the Bible say? It said that for the loss, if not for the mercies of the Lord. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. That means if not for the mercies of the Lord, we would have been consumed. Are you getting what I'm saying? We would have been destroyed. And so David knows that God is a merciful God. So he said, for he is good and his mercies endures forever. That's the verse 5. They enter into his court, into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Why? Because he's good, and then secondly, because he's a merciful God, or his mercies endures forever. His mercies endures forever. And Lamentation 3:22-23 says that if not for his mercies, we would have been consumed. For they are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. I pray that whatever is speaking against your progress in this 40 days fasting and prayer, the mercy of the Lord will take it out of its place. Tell somebody, you are being justified by the blood of Jesus. You are being justified by the finished works of Jesus. And so it's merciful, and the implication is that you will certainly escape all forms of evil that is rightfully yours, or that you rightfully deserve. And then number 3, his truth endures forever. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. Why? Because he is good and his mercies endures forever, or his mercies is everlasting. And his truth, everybody say truth. And his truth endureth to all generations.
David says that, enter, approach him with thanksgiving. Because the one you are going to, there is something about him. And that thing is that he has truth that endures forever. All generations. What does that imply? The implication is that because his truth endures forever, he cannot lie. Every promise that God has given you for which you are approaching in prayer, be assured that the answers to your prayers are going to be released. So David has not yet seen it, but he's thanking the Lord. He's entering with thanksgiving because he's so sure that he's going to have an answer to his prayer. Because even when he's disqualified, the mercy of God will intervene. Even when things are not okay with him, the mercy of God can intervene. And so he knows that with the goodness of God, the mercy of God, and the truthfulness of God, that he's not a man that he should lie. Once he has said that, I must marry, I will marry. Once he has said that, I should not be the tail, I should be the head and not the tail. It means that greatness awaits me. And so as you are entering into prayer, you enter with thanksgiving because you know by the end of these 40 days, whatever God has promised you, recovery and restoration, it shall be so for you. I said it shall be so for you. Lift up your hand and say, I shall receive my restoration. And I shall have a recovery of all my possessions in the name of Jesus. That is why we enter the prayer with what? Thanksgiving. Because we know, say, we know we'll get it. We know he will answer us. It's not like he will think about it. It's not like I go, I'll give it a thought. His word says that he's yea and he's amen. His word says that he cannot lie. So once we go to him with his word, we are very, very certain that the answers are guaranteed for us. So the implication, you cannot be. The implication, like I've said, that he cannot lie, and whatever he has promised us, so will he do for us from generation to generation. Numbers 23:19, and then Hebrews 10:23, it says, for he who has promised, faithful is he who has promised, he also will do. Faithful is he who has promised, because he will also do. So whatever God has promised you this year, he will do it. I said, whatever God has promised you this year, he will do it. Tell somebody by you, whatever promise you carry, whatever prophecy you carry, the Lord will perform it. Shout, there shall be a performance of what has been told me. Said, there shall be a performance of my original destiny. Said, there shall be a performance of every promise of God in the scripture and directly to my life in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands if you believe that. Number four, why did David say enter into his gate with thanksgiving? Why do you go to him already thanking him? The reason is because he's your creator. Verse 3, he's your creator. Verse 3 says, go to verse 3 quickly. Go to verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us. It is he who has created us. So the reason why we go to him with thanksgiving is because we go with the mentality that I'm going to my source. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm going to my creator. I'm going to where I came from. I'm going to my house. I'm going to my source. I'm going to my maker. And you cannot, you see, once you know that you are going to solve, the implication, or you are going to your creator, the implication is that you are very sure that you cannot be manhandled. I guess what I'm saying. If somebody arrests you, and chobwe, they are taking you somewhere, and when you arrive there, you realize that this is my father's house. This is actually my hometown. This is where I come from. This is my father's house. In fact, I know the old man there. I know. Some audacity will enter into you. It will say, "Only me call me, Hannah, not me, Bano. Me fear, not me, Abano." And then people will meet you and say, "Oh, I don't coach you, ni. Oh, I don't have foolish case. Say foolish case. Tell somebody, I'm going home. Tell somebody, I'm going to where I belong to. Say, I'm rising to the place of my original destiny. Listen, there is no appliance that is faulty that is being taken to the main customer care that the appliance will be malhandled. Never. He's going to the original place. The place where they manufactured it. The place where it was rightly made. If you carry your car in Ghana and you give to mechanics in Ghana, do you know mechanics that they will check the car? They are not the people who made it. So they will check. Then they will try this one. And they'll say, okay, maybe it's not this one. Then they'll go and try this one. So, oh, it's not this one. They'll go and try. It's like doctors. They'll check you here, press you small, and say, okay, it's not this one. This one. Okay, when you took this medicine 3 days, has it worked? It didn't work. Okay, let me change it. They are just doing trial and error because they are not your creator. Are you getting what I'm saying? They are just trying to solve the problem for you. But if you carry the car to the company that manufactured it, their own garage, you are very, very sure that this problem is going to be solved. True or not true? You are very, very sure that as for this one, they know the car. They have the right pass. So if you are entering into God's presence, go with the mentality to my source. No matter the problem you carry, the Lord will fix you this 40 days. Let your amen be a believer's amen. The Lord will fix your marital problem this 40 days. The Lord will fix your womb this 40 days. The Lord will fix your business this 40 days. The Lord will fix your academic destiny this 40 days. The Lord will fix your career this 40 days. Clap your hands and shout, the Lord is fixing me. And that is why we go to Him with thanksgiving. Because we already know that we will not be manhandled. They will not use us for trial and error. Because He created me. And He knows me best. And He knows what to do for me per time. So you are sure of His interest in you. Because once He made you, He has interest. Also in you. Genesis 1:27, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. And that also means if you are going to your father, obviously He'll hear you. You are going to your source. Obviously He'll hear you. Psalm 65 verse 2 tells us that you that heareth prayer, to you have all flesh gathered. All flesh come to Him because He hears prayer. And He's your father. He hears you. So when you are going to Him, you go with Him with that assurance. And that is why you don't need to go with doubt that He answer. You'll enter with thanksgiving. I'm already thanking God for my prayer point too. I'm already thanking God. I've not even started, but I'm already, the whole of today, I've been roaming about, going up and down, handling some family matters. But everywhere I was just thanking the Lord. I enter into my car for some minutes and I'll pray and be thanking God. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just thanking Him. Because I know that by the close of these 40 days, there's going to be a restoration and recovery of lost glory, lost power, lost grace, lost unction, lost blessing. Anything that has gone wrong with my destiny, I know there's going to be a recovery. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Because this is a meeting set up to fix our destinies. And then finally, He has pasture. Why? Enter or approach Him with thanksgiving is because He has pasture. What is pasture? Provision for you. He has things you are looking for. All good and perfect gifts come from Him. Psalm 100, the verse number 3, it says that, and not with ourselves, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Therefore, enter into His gate with thanksgiving, because you are the sheep of His pasture. Tell somebody, God already has pasture for you. There is no goat unless you are in a free range system. That means you don't have a Lord. But if you're not in a free range system and you have a Lord leading you, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not, He will lead you beside the still waters. Tell somebody, you have pasture already. Before you were born, your husband was already created. Before you were born, your wife was already made available for you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Before you grew up, God already had a career for you. God already had a business for you. God already had money for you. God already had good health for you. Everything that God, you see, that is why, have you wondered why God made man as the last being that He created, or the last thing that He created? The reason was because God wanted to provide everything. So by the time man came, man was not waiting for God to make food. Food was there. Man was not waiting for God to make trees. The trees were there. The sea was there. Fishes were there. Everything man needed was there. for his food and for his survival. 2 Peter 1:3 says that for he will make unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. All things that pertains to life and godliness, the Lord has made them available unto us. Are you getting what I'm saying? So as you are sitting down, all things that pertain to life and godliness, God has already provided. He has already made them available in heavenly places. All you need is to take a delivery of them. And these 40 days, you are going before God in prayer because your marriage is already settled. You are going to God in prayer because your job case is already settled. It's not like God is now thinking whether Obe Shrao and Obeyo Uye. We Shrao Dada. We Shrao Dada. Bibi ena eya how. But open in chen unim. Se wawari ene daho. Womano omuguho. We jumano etaho. Unshidano etaho. Udestine etaho. So I declare that everything you need for the survival of life and for spirituality is made available tonight. It's made available tonight. It's made available tonight. According to his power. Clap your two hands together for them. Am I going to just search for it? No. He has already provided. So I'm here to take my thing. In these 40 days. And so when I enter with thanksgiving. Knowing that the God I'm coming to, he's a good one. He will only do me good. He's a merciful one. He will be merciful to me even where I don't qualify, where I've even committed mistakes. He will still have mercy and restore me and cause me to recover. I come to him with thanksgiving. The reason is because he is my source. I am very sure that he will not manhandle me. He will not destroy me. There are places you take your something to, they will destroy it more than it was before you took it. Yeah. So, but when you are coming to God, you are so sure that he's not like that doctor. He's not like that person who will try you. No, no, no. He knows you. He knows how to fix you. And God will fix that situation. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? And his truth endures forever. His promises are yea and they are amen. And then he has pasture already. He has provision. Everything you are looking for, good health, vitality, blessing, physical, spiritual, anything pertains to life and to godliness, that is spiritual and physical. He has all. He has made all available according to his power for you. You get what I'm saying? Clap your two hands for the Lord. So do you now understand why you should be thanking the Lord? It is not wrong to take 2 days, 3 days, just thanking the Lord and not asking him anything for the first 2 days, 3 days, because you are so sure that everything you are about to talk about, he has it ready for you. And as you are thanking him, you are taking them. As you are thanking him, you are taking them. As you are thanking him, you are taking them. Tell somebody, as you are thanking him, you are taking them. Clap your two hands. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.